Let's be seated as we go again to our Father in prayer this morning. Bow with me. Lord God, in a world that seems to have gone crazy and lost its way, we come to you this morning seeking strength and courage to trust you. Help us to trust in your promises, and help us to trust you when we don't have answers. Father, we seem to be a deeply divided people. And as we look and listen to people around us, so many seem divided and at war with one another through words. We struggle with problems that seem to have insurmountable solutions and questions that seem to have no answers. Help us to trust you when you said that you're making all things new. We pray for courage to be the people you have called us to be, people who seek justice and peace through your love. Father, you are so good to us. When we feel like we test your patience, may we be reminded that your love is all-encompassing, it's never-ending, and it's always forgiving. We know and struggle with our shortcomings, but we also know that you pursue us in the midst of our shortcomings. You are our hope. You are the hope for this world, and it's in this hope that we live and move and have our being. Father God, this morning, we want to lift up the people of the state of Florida and continue to be with them, those who've lost loved ones and property due to Hurricane Ian. Give them strength and courage for the days ahead. Give us a heart to serve those who have been affected by this natural disaster. May you inspire in us ways to serve and get involved. God, you've told us in your word that when we care for those in need, we show how much your love means to us. Father, this morning we ask for blessing on our deacons. We're thankful for our deacons that they have eyes to see the needs of our congregation and their humble servants. Thank you, God, for their humility and willingness to serve without recognition. Continue to give our deacons strength and health to serve you well. Father, when they're tired and they question themselves and they question their ministry, continue to give them a generous spirit and to give them comfort. Father, help them to remember that their labor in you is never in vain. And now, God, we ask to show us more of yourself. As we open your word together and we hear it preached, may we be blessed because of it. Lord, you've told us that you will look with favor on those who are humble and contrite in spirit, and those who tremble at your word. God, make us shaky listeners today. Put a tremor in our hearts as your words are spoken. And do this all because of Jesus Christ, the true word of God, who gave himself for us and redeemed us and rescued us and lived for us and died for us and reigns and intercedes for us and will return for us. All of our hope is in him. And we ask all of this in his name. Amen.